scene.
Boom.
I have exorcised the demons. This room is clear.
Deliverance. Oh! Oh!
Is it distorting or no?
No.
Check, check.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Yeah. So we have to do an official ad thing.
Okay.
So we'll spend the first like minute doing this ad thing, and then I'll just read the details of the ad.
Okay.
You guys cool?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We'll get creative on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to episode 27 of Silly Graham Podcast. One sec.
Chris.
Huh?
Flip your phone over.
Is this a phone pile?
It's a phone pile.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson starts calling you. You don't not want the podcasters to see that.
Yeah.
True that.
Happens to me all the time. She won't leave me alone. I was like, Pam, no. That was 20 years ago.
Welcome to the Silly Graham Podcast presented by Tithely.
Ooh.
Let's chat about our friends at Tithely for a minute. I had an idea.
Yeah.
What if we do a ChatGPT scenario?
Yeah.
And we have to kind of act out the things that it tells us to do, or say the script that it tells us to say, or create the song it tells us to sing.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, what's the best way to prompt this?
I know how to prompt it.
Okay.
Yeah, let Chris prompt it.
Yeah.
He's like the chat queen.
He is.
Do you have it?
Queen!
Okay. So,
do you have it up? I'll go on mine.
Yeah, you go on yours.
He's the chat queen. Chat queen. He's the chat queen. He's the chat queen. He's the chat queen. Chris's chat queen. He's the chat queen. Chris Easley's the chat queen. Chat queen, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay, you're in?
Are you in, chat queen?
I'm here.
Okay. Why? Because he's the chat queen. Because he's the chat queen. Chat queen.
Yo. What? Okay, so this thing I said, we were going to do a jingle for Tithely.
Yeah.
After this story. And so it's writing a jingle called Didn't Use Tithely.
Didn't use Tithely.
And it's about a church that didn't use Tithely.
Yeah.
Upbeat music begins to play. On a Sunday morning to give my offering and be reborn. But when it came to giving tithes, I chose a different way to be wise. Didn't use Tithely, oh no. Found a better way to sow. Giving's easy, safe, and sound. Without Tithely, I'm still heaven bound.
Without Tithely, I'm still heaven bound.
In the wrong way. So, seeing Tithely's bad.
That's like an anti-Tithely
commercial. Oh, I gotta get better at prompts.
Yeah, you really do.
Nice work, Emmett.
Good. It was good.
How are you, Jack?
I used to worry about online fraud and then the fees that some apps charge, but now I found a solution new. No more Tithely. I'm in the queue.
Okay. Can you please fix your prompts? Because seriously.
Okay. Can you prompt it better?
Yeah, I can prompt it.
Okay. The story. I had a concept for a story. Or do you guys want to create a concept for a story?
Can you just read the bridge though? It's really funny.
God's love. God's love is free, and so is my giving. No more hurdles, no more misgiving. I can donate with peace of mind thanks to a platform one of a kind. Tithely.
Oh, I got one.
Wow.
Go on, chat queen.
I got it.
What do you got?
Everyone's going to have to sing it.
OK,
Okay, no, you play something.
Nate will sing it.
Okay, hold on.
Just put it in front of me.
Do you want 80s sound or what sound do you want?
Oh, I like that sound.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's
80s. Chat queen. Chris is chat queen.
Okay.
It wasn't a hard prompt.
Lord, you are the provider of all of our needs. You bless us abundantly. Shivers. This song is like, it's like, write a song. This is not a freaking.
It's an integrity song. Just keeps going.
Not a sonnet. Tithely, tithely, we give our tenth to thee. Tithely, tithely, we honor you with glee. For you have given us all we have and more. We give it back to you, for you are our Lord.
Oh my God.
Okay, can I get the lyrics for that? We got to include that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tithely is an amazing giving platform, really the only one to use.
Some would say, some would argue. I would agree.
There it is.
Why would I agree? Because it gives the best back data. It gives the best data on all of your users.
Yep.
It's the most complete. It creates a user profile for all of your congregants, which is really cool. And also, the people there are amazing. And also, they have really great partnerships. And also, I believe that their take is like the smallest take.
Yes.
And their the usability of their platform is like way better than the other ones that I've seen.
They're top for church tech.
Yeah, they're top for church tech.
Dude, you nailed it. I don't even need to read the details. That's
thanks to Tithely. My pastor used to come up to me about every 3 months and ask me why I wasn't tithing when I was on staff at this church.
Everett didn't use Tithely. Yeah, so anyways.
Tithely, Tithely.
Where's the lyrics?
Da-da-da-da-da.
I need the chorus. Come on, Chris. You are killing me right now.
Sorry. Chat queen. Tithely, tithely, we give our tenth to thee. Tithely, tithely, you honor with our glee. For you have given us all that we have and more. We give it back to you. For you are our Lord.
That's the best early 90s worship song you've ever heard.
Oh, I guess that's how cults are born.
I guess it
is.
So, moving on. Thank you, Tithely. Go check them out. Okay.
Unboxing.
What's something that one of us could do wrong on this show?
On this show?
Yeah, like as we record this podcast.
Say fudge nuggets.
Yeah, we could say something inappropriate.
Yeah. Okay, so... the last person to say fudge nuggets naturally in conversation.
Yep. Or you could say that my wife's name is Jasmine.
I have 3 children and we live at...
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. You could say that since the last episode we filmed, I actually got engaged.
You could say that. Yeah, but then her name is Danielle.
Nathan,
it's not a special friend anymore. It's a special friend.
A fiance. I mean, you're not married, but you're pretty dang close.
Pretty dang close.
Well, okay. So, what are we determining?
Who would you leave Danielle for at this point? Is there anybody? I would leave Jasmine. I'll just like.
There are so many things running through my head. That I'm not gonna
hand to God. Hand to God. I would leave my wife for. Okay. Megan Fox. If Megan Fox,
oh, really?
Yeah, she's
she could like drink your blood.
Yeah, but like, nice. Yeah. So it would. That's the whole thing because it's like, if I was gonna leave my wife, I'd have to leave the ministry. I'd have to like say goodbye to Jesus.
So may as well like, just.
Choosing hell. Yeah,
that's a great point.
Megan Fox would be probably the only person that could tempt me.
Well, why not just go full grotesque and go for Lady Gaga?
Ew,
because I'm not attracted to her.
You're not Gaga for Gaga?
No.
Okay.
Gross.
No, no. I wouldn't leave my wife. Kidding, I would.
I think Nate gets
Megan Fox.
For saying this, Nate gets the discipline.
Nate would only leave Jasmine on the box.
I was just saying, I was just trying to give you an example of something that could get us canceled. So right. if I said yeah. that,
if you did,
if I actually meant that, okay. if I, you know what I mean? Like
if I,
which I didn't.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. If you would have said that,
and mean it,
it would have been bad.
Yeah. It would have been, that would have been
which
bad.
Which you did.
Yeah.
If
I did.
When, if,
just, I, it was yeah. hyperbole.
If when
I was trying to give an example of something that could cancel me.
Exactly. If when you asked me who I would leave Danielle for,
yeah.
if I would have said what was going on my head, which was something about your mother,
yeah.
if I would have said that, yeah, that would have been bad. That would have
oh my God.
That would have been something.
That would cancel us.
That would cancel
it's between
us.
These yeah. two.
But yeah. I didn't say that, so.
We're behaving over here.
Chris has got a lot to lose. He's Pentecostal. He still has these friends in the Pentecostal world that'll like not invite him to their church if he says something bad. Whereas like he's the guys that invite me to their church are like, say something
say something bad.
Yeah. And we're trying to pull him out of his past, yeah. which is like, if you don't comb your hair properly, you won't be invited back
yeah.
to a place where people are like, hey man, like we like you.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw
we
today.
Like you for
I,
you.
Yeah. I saw Chris on Instagram today.
Because that would
well, that's against the rules of the show.
The rules
look at
the show.
Photo of Chris.
Nice Where's photo. That? Oh, I got
that's
a rule.
Good, that's
I,
a good
okay,
photo.
Okay, okay, wait. I got a rule.
If
I got a rule.
If you break it, you get the discipline?
If you break it, if you okay, this is my rule for next week, and we need to email everybody, but this is a founder's rule. For next week.
For leader retreat. Okay.
For the whole retreat, not for the podcast.
For the whole retreat. For okay. all, okay. yeah, for everybody that's going to be
there. And we'll okay. do it on the podcast too?
Yes, but yes, so this is going to be announced on the podcast.
Okay.
If you are on our faculty, okay, or if you're on our faculty, the rule is you have to have a mustache for next week.
I'm in.
Nice.
Yeah. Yo! All of us. Yeah, all
I'm,
of us.
Technically, I'm technically not on faculty, but I have a mustache.
Yeah, like no, team.
If you're employed, yeah. If you're part of our team, yeah, then you have to have a mustache.
I love
is,
it.
Is this That's just awesome. Include males or females too?
Are you going to make
females included?
Are you gonna,
if they can grow it, they got to show it. Yeah. Yeah.
I like this. Is it for the Top Gun theme?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. dude.
I mean, it's
that's
Top Gun.
Man,
we should all get Matt.
Yeah. I could make this happen. You know what? I can go shave right now.
Dude, can you?
Can we shave on the show?
I'll do it right
Shave
now.
On the show.
Shave on the show.
Shave on the show.
Shave on the show.
Shave on the show.
So what's the deal with this
one? Shave on the show. Shave on the show.
Should I go get the
Shave
clippers?
On the show.
Shave
on the show. Shave on the show.
Come on.
Shave on the show. Shave on the show. Shave on the show. Yeah. Shave on the show. Shave on the show. Shave on the show. He's going to shave on the show.
He's going to shave.
Do you want to see what... We should just make him.
Yeah, just make him.
Cause he, right.
Dude, we're.
Wait, what does this say?
Is that a what's it called?
That's good.
He gets us. That's okay, genius. Put it.
Thank you, Gabe Lytle, for this hat.
Did he make it?
No, he got it shipped to him.
What a legend! Oh, that's the.
You
that's
have to
the
wear this
box.
Hat.
I have to wear it.
Yeah, we just decided.
Okay. So long story short, the rule is if you're a faculty, you have to have
or a team.
Yeah, faculty yeah. or team. It's mustaches next week.
Dude, we got to send out the memo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Gabe has to do it. If Gabe shows up,
we're shaving him.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
do you want a bag?
Josh Bidell isn't going to stand for that. He's got like the he's got
Actually,
like
I know. It's a rule. It's a rule. Josh, we're just going to be like, dude, it's Top Gun theme. All the guys are in stashes. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And Josh literally will resist us so hard because
he will.
Josh and Gabriel
Josh has earned it after what he's been doing.
Yeah, Joshua and Gabriel. Okay, so this is something that you might not know about Josh Bidell, but he is the most nonconformist person I've ever met. Like, it hurts me to work with him. Like, it's painful for him to be part of our school. But that's how much I love him.
No yeah. comment. I love him.
Yeah. Okay. Look at this.
Get that ASMR.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have hair in that mic for years.
Okay, Chris is gonna literally be he's gonna have the best mustache.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Gonna be filthy.
For
leave,
sure.
Are you gonna leave the handlebar?
Do you know what's crazy though?
Leave the handlebar.
Yeah.
No.
It has to be the Miles Teller one
from the corners of your mouth. Yeah. You know what, dude? You know what's crazy though about the stash? It makes you look like 10 years younger.
It's true.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because it's what all the boys are.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's what all the boys are doing.
This guy.
Yes. The Miles Teller.
Oh, yeah. Rooster.
Rooster.
I've had a stash before. I like it, actually.
Well, it's a great idea.
Yeah, you look good with the stash.
Thank you.
Someone commented that I've had a stash for 10 years now.
Shave on the show.
Chris has got to keep the goatee until.
No.
Look at it.
I'm just gonna leave it like this.
Oh my god.
Keep going,
dude,
Chris.
You look like such an Italian dad with a goatee right now.
we need to tell Joel Oje has to get them stash.
Yes.
Text them right now. Okay. You need to send out the group text. Brian, set it up right now.
Okay. I'm gonna get Danielle to give me a list of all the guys.
No, I'll do it. Just we can do it from rote off the top of your head. Come on. So Joel Oje. So create a new
okay. Josh.
Josh Bidell. gfinocchio@gmail.com.
Hold on.
If you ever want to iMessage my brother, that's his iMessage.
Oh my
there it's
gosh,
stuff
he's
of the
going
world.
To kill you.
That looks so good.
That looks really good, dude.
What is Josh's number? Did I delete Josh Bidell's number?
Probably. Text Cody Williams. Cody will do it for sure.
Wait. Cody.
Does this include David Hold Campbell?
On. Oh, Landon.
Yeah, Landon.
Finocchio. Oh, we should. Okay. Scott.
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 Scott Bolin.
Scott Bolin.
Michael Whittle.
Michael Whittle. Yeah.
Come on, keep naming them off, boys.
Include Everett on it.
David Campbell
and Chris. Include Everett and Chris on the thing.
And you.
Oh, dude. Would
Elijah Lamb?
Would Pastor Jude? Elijah. I don't think Elijah can grow a mustache.
Elijah Lamb. Include Jude Jr.
Jude F.
What about Jake?
I don't have Jude Jr. Can you get that for me?
Yeah, I'll get it. Jake. Yeah, Jake Sweetman.
Jake Bouquet.
I don't have Sweetman. I need your help.
Okay. Here, I'll text. I'll share his contact.
Oh, I have Jake Bouquet. No, because I'm in a text. I need the number.
Let me go finish this real quick. I need
No, dude, come on.
No, I hear it.
Yeah. Let him go. Let him go finish it.
That's amazing.
He's going to look so good.
Okay, hold on. I'm missing one that you said already.
Jake Sweetman?
Yeah, I got that. Everett.
Jude Fuqua Jr.?
Yeah, give me that one. Ready?
Yeah. 425.
Okay.
Shave on the show.
Guys, help me.
And you know what we'll do is we'll send out a blast tonight or tomorrow on all of our socials
for the retreat.
Yeah, just be like, hey, don't show up with that stash.
I freaking love this idea.
The last night, we should have
Rob
a mustache Galt. Contest.
Rob
and
Galt.
And we'll rate the best mustache and we'll give him something.
Absolutely.
Give him a pack of natural light.
Natty light. Yeah, totally. That's aviators.
Dude.
Actually, you know what? I actually have the perfect gift.
Aviators.
Is it a wet willy?
I have Ray-Bans. Ray-Ban aviators. Katy Perry's dad, Keith Hudson.
I'm texting Matthew Dudley, too, to shave his beard.
Yeah. Keith Hudson came up to me. Because Keith Hudson goes to Pastor Jude's church. He came up to me when I preached at Pastor Jude's church last year. And he's like, hey, man, you know, like, I have these. They're, like, special made. I had, like, 25 of them made, and I just want to give them to you. And that's, like, the sickest thing ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to give them away.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the sickest.
We should do a mustache contest.
Oh, Sean. Yeah. Sean already has a sick mustache.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I'll put him in the text, too.
Here on the show. Oh, dude, the guy, the pastor of the church I was at in Austin this weekend, the name of his church is Victory City Church. It's an amazing church.
I'm putting Connor in this too.
And the guy's name is Eric.
Dude, put Joe in it.
Eric Morris?
Eric Morris. He looks exactly, I'm not kidding you, he looks like Derek in 10 years.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and he had the best stash ever.
I love that.
Yeah, dude, stashes so are...
Yeah,
would
they are.
Would Daddy Joe do a stash for conference?
You want him in on this group text?
Yeah, text him.
Hopefully he doesn't meet the president at retreat.
Okay, Joel, Josh, Cody, Landon, Gabe, Scott, Michael, Elijah, Jake, Fuqua, Nate, Everett, Jude Jr., Rob, Matt Van Ostrand, Matt Dudley, Caleb Schmidt, Colton Lee, Suede Silver, Connor Champion, Joe Champion. Any other guys we're missing?
Well, that's good. And just text them. Just say, hey, guys.
All right, what's the text?
Just say, hey, Nate's asking, seeing as our theme is Top Gun.
Hey, I'm just going to say, hey, guys, our theme for retreat is Top Gun.
Yeah. Nate's asking if everybody can have mustaches.
If we can all have mustaches.
Yeah. And then just say for everybody under under 40, it's mandatory.
Everyone under 40.
It's
mandatory.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
And then you just send a selfie after this,
yeah,
saying, like, pointing at
that. Is
oh
so
my
good.
God.
Dude, you look so good.
Dude, you should have done this so much earlier.
It's it. I mean, this is
dude,
me.
You look
new
like
me.
Friggin' super troopers, dude.
So true.
Car Ramrod.
The badge.
Bro, I'm dead serious.
And everyone
look,
that does it can come
you
on the podcast.
So good.
Everyone that shaves comes on that can come on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
That is so good. Everett, like, how is that so good?
I'm jealous.
Big stash.
I'm jealous.
I started shaving. My dad is sexy.
That's a damn squirrel on your
face. When my dad
dude.
Would shave when I was a kid, I would try to shave with him. And apparently, if you start early, you grow a lot of hair. So,
dude, you're Italian. You have the Italian genes. You got the Sicilian in you.
It grows.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, can you respond to that and just say,
yeah, let's
sign that message?
Yeah, and I'll send.
I sent a GIF.
Oh, do you think? Oh, I forgot to put Brody in that.
Chris, you literally look so good.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
New year, new me.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
What's the mustache song?
Oh.
Austin's not going to be there.
Oh, does he even have a stash? No, he doesn't.
He could.
He has a beard.
He has a beard.
Well, there's always a stash. This is what you don't realize about people. They have a beard. They most often have a stash.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a beard and not a stash, you should probably rethink some life decisions.
Elijah goes, I couldn't, if I tried my hardest, I'll order some hair growth supplements. Scott, oh, Josh Bidell's throwing shade. He goes, does Scott or Everett have enough testosterone to grow one?
Hey, add me to that group chat.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Add Chris.
You're not in that?
Oh,
no,
Lord.
I'm missing that action right now.
Chris looks like he owns a pizza joint and only wears tracksuits.
And I'm in a tracksuit.
I got to add Dom to this, too.
Yeah. I'll microneedle my lip and see what happens. Done. Also, do I get bonus points for already having one? Oh my gosh.
This is such a great idea, dude. I love it.
It's going to be so good. All right.
Well, leader.
You know what this... That means Matt Van Norstrand is going to have to shave his
goatee. I put him in.
He's going to have to shave his goatee.
This is how we get everyone to have better facial hair.
Oh my gosh.
Mom.
Okay, so if anybody gets us canceled this week, okay, so if no. Gabriel is featured on Jesus on Christian Nightmares again,
yeah,
or you know it anything like us. That, then they have to wear the hat for a whole week.
Oh my god!
Okay, who has to wear it on the show? Chris, can you wear it?
Sure.
You're the golden boy because you just shaved your mustache.
Can you imagine like walking into a coffee shop with this on?
Jesus was wrongly judged.
Dude, there
imagine
is.
Imagine walking in any place with this on. Like, what are you trying to say?
Dude, there's some young dad in the Pacific Northwest with his Patagonia shirts driving his Subaru Outback, and he wears that
and
hat.
He
to
is
his kids
rocking that
games.
Hat.
Yeah. He's like, this is my witness. I'm being an evangelist.
Yeah.
People are going to ask me about this hat, and I'm going to share the gospel with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus is wrong.
Look at Sean.
Oh, my God.
That's already him right now.
Oh, he looks good.
Yeah, he's rocking it.
Sean?
The tattoos.
He has a
tattoo.
Oh, he has a
tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a legend, that guy.
He's got one, though.
Dude, I got to get a tattoo this week.
You do?
Me too.
Dude, all the flash just came through.
Dude, I cannot believe we got that guy doing our tats.
Yes, people got like 2 and 3 tattoos, and I didn't get any last year.
I got 0. We're going to ride it. We'll ride it better. And we'll do some specific times when it's just faculty. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Wow.
Make sure people tip him too. That guy was busy.
Yeah, we're going to prepare everyone to tip. Yeah. And he's such a legend.
He is. He's such a legend.
So sick.
Sean, we
so
love you.
Stoked to have him.
And he's doing like he hooked us up for this too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Don't.
What a legend.
Should we do this?
Yeah. Okay. So
Chris prepared something for us.
Okay. I have a chat AI skit. I want everybody your best acting skills. It's not long skit.
Okay.
Your parts are in the purple or pink, whatever it is.
Yep. Pink. Yep.
Some people have big parts. This is called today's play. It's called. Do you have the music? Do we have music?
Wait, no.
Oh, we need strings.
What kind of music?
We need. Oh, yeah.
Sad.
Okay.
Somber, melancholy.
You got strings for me?
Yep.
Today's play, brought to you by Tithely, is entitled "The Betrayal of Faith," with Nathan Finocchio, Everett James Wood, Brian Ross, and Chris Palmer.
Okay.
Should I do the voice I did for the commercial?
Yeah, you should do whatever voice you think the narrator should be. Is there a way we keep the music though, or no?
Could you yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Music yeah. makes.
Can you
it.
Read it? We need like a music stand.
Your part.
Yeah.
Which one is? Are we all highlighted? You can use this as the music. You can put that Nate. Your things on there while you play, so you don't have to
hold it. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, the betrayal of faith. Silly Graham's memes first debut motion picture / play brought to you by Tithely.
Brought to you by Tithely. Meet John, a young assistant pastor working at the local church. John's heart was in the right place, but his salary was meager. One day, John found himself in a difficult situation, struggling to make ends meet. Instead of seeking help, John took a wrong turn and started selling bogus insurance policies to the elderly in hospice care.
Your part, Nate.
Another day, another dollar. These poor old folks are so gullible. They think they need insurance even when they're on their deathbed. Well, who am I to refuse them? They need peace of mind, and I need some extra cash. Win-win, am I right?
Little did John know, the local police had been keeping a close eye on him. Detective Mark had been tracking John's activities for weeks, and finally, he had enough evidence to make an arrest.
John, open up. We need to talk.
Detective Mark? What brings you here?
I'm here to arrest you, John, for selling bogus insurance policies to the elderly. You know that's illegal, right?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I just needed some extra cash.
The news of John's arrest spread quickly, and the senior pastor of the church, Pastor James, was devastated. He had trusted John and had no idea what was going on.
I can't believe this is happening. John was one of our most trusted staff members. I had no idea he was doing this.
The church community was equally shocked and dismayed. They had placed their faith in John, and he had betrayed them. The repercussions of his actions were far-reaching and long-lasting. In the end, John was sentenced to a few years in prison for his crimes. His actions had tarnished the reputation of the church, and the trust of the community had been broken. The incident left everyone questioning their faith and beliefs. The betrayal of faith taught us that we should never compromise our values, even in difficult times. John's mistake had cost him dearly, and he had to pay for it. But the damage he caused was far more significant than just his personal loss. The incident reminded us that we must remain vigilant and uphold the values that we hold dear, no matter the situation.
That's AI.
It's AI, man. That prompt.
Thank you, AI.
ChatGPT with philosophical points.
Brought to you by Tithely.
That's awesome.
Can I get my Chat Queen keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming your way.
Chat Queen. Chris is the Chat Queen. Chris is the Chat Queen. Chris is the Chat Queen. Because he's the Chat Queen. Chat Queen.
Chat Queen.
Wow, you're the chat queen.
Chat queen.
Rob said his wife won't lie with him when he has a mustache.
Well,
tough.
Do it.
Rob. Sorry, Rob. Tough, it's going
to
be a tough.
Tell her to leave her in Colorado.
Do it for the team.
For the business. I mean, look, he just has to do it. There's no, it's not an option at this point.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Everett, your voice reminds me of the narrator from The Big Lebowski.
Sometimes I feel
It's better. It's better when I just wake up,
The dude abides.
Yeah.
The dude abides. Yeah, that's actually pretty impressive, Everett. That's like an amazing voice.
It was.
Thank you.
This is the cover of our show today.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh. Chris is starting. Oh, as Chris gets older, he's starting to look a lot more like Robert De Niro.
It's true.
I need the side profile. No other way for he gets us.
He's definitely he's like a young Bobby De Niro. He's like a Bobby De Niro taxi.
Yeah.
At the moment.
So good.
He's entering into his casino years.
My casino years. That's right. The prime.
Yeah.
Chino.
I need a Pesci beside me. I need Joe Pesci.
I'll be your Joe Pesci.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Everett has the aggression to be a Pesci.
Pesci's too tough,
subdued.
Man.
You can't be subdued.
The dude abides.
If I had to pick a Pesci for you, it'd be Gabe Finocchio.
Gabe's the Pesci. That's
like a pit bull.
What's the number one trait of Pesci?
Aggression, anger. And he's got short fuse.
Yeah, that works.
Short fuse.
But really, in the movie, it's careless because that's what gets him killed.
It's carelessness.
Mm. Guess I don't have to watch the movie now.
Oh gosh.
But Pesci's gonna get killed in both movies, in both Casino, which he takes it harder in Casino.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't even like that scene.
That scene's brutal.
When they're driving him out in the cornfield, man, I've seen that scene 100 times, and I still get my heart beats fast.
Every time, it's like, because he kills his brother in front of him. First, his brother, Nicky.
And then he kill him. Yeah. Oh, man, it's bad. He deserved, he had it coming to him, though.
He had it coming.
And in Goodfellas, too.
Yeah. You made me put your head in a vice? For him,
you know when I knew I wanted Pesci to get it in Goodfellas is when they killed the bartender spider. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
He had a stamp. They killed him, dude. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, they shot him. That's right.
Yeah, he was just giving drinks, and then he tells Tommy, where to go.
Yeah.
What movie's better, Goodfellas or Casino?
Goodfellas.
Not even close.
I like Casino, dude. Oh. I love Casino.
It's a good movie, but. I wouldn't put up there with Goodfellas.
I think the Casino is it doesn't have as much character development.
95?
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're both great, but
I agree with you.
Oh, Sharon Stone.
Yeah, exactly. She's so annoying.
She's the one who played...
you just wanted to die the whole
time. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right? Oh, no.
No, Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate.
My wife is always... Like, my wife can't stand... those mobster movies because she's like, the women are always so 2D. And I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe they are a lot like Ginger.
Right. Give him the hat.
Yeah.
He's being bad.
Yeah.
It's like being naughty.
It's like, Jazzy, maybe.
Hot take.
Maybe you don't like what you see because it hurts to look in the mirror.
You have to wear that the whole next episode.
Look at me. Jesus, wrongfully judged.
That's good. I like that.
The whole hat thing, like, what are you supposed to take from that? Like, I see you wearing that. Like, what am I supposed to think? Is it really supposed to make me think about Jesus, or is it most supposed to make me think about what you
Wait,
think?
Wait, sorry. I'm back here. So, 1 second. I'm back here.
Yeah.
So, in movies, women love to... Listen, hear me out here.
Gabe.
This is my bone to pick.
Oh, I have a bone. I have a bone to pick.
Okay.
So if we're doing this, let's do this.
Okay, let's do this. So this is my bone to pick.
Okay, here we are.
My bone to pick is like, okay, so my wife wants to watch these movies where women are nobilized.
Mm.
Right? The strong female lead.
Okay, example.
So Wakanda forever.
But here's the deal. You know, like men were already creating film noir in the 40s. And film noir... is a genre that actually does not nobilize men. It actually makes them
You evil. See them for what they actually are. Exactly. Film noir, the whole premise of film noir is there's no heroes, right? Even the good guy is not so good a guy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so he's a deeply full, it's like the alcoholic detective.
Yellowstone is a great example of noir.
Yes,
nobody's actually good right. in Yellowstone.
I know.
Exactly.
Changes every episode who you think is good.
It's so true. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of life is like that. You know, so anyways, all that to say, I think this genre has its place, right? And it serves a purpose. But it shows that there's a sin problem, which is really cool.
But my bone to pick
is that, like, you know, in modern culture, people are so desperate to make anybody who's not a single, that anybody who's not a straight male, they need those persons, those people. Like, the movie isn't good unless it nobilizes those people.
The token characters,
exactly. Yeah. And that could be a woman, that could be a person of color, that could be, you know, a person with this sexual, you know, persuasion or whatever, orientation, what have you. But it pretends like we haven't been denoblizing our own since the 40s. And that's my point. So, like, for example, like, you know, all these men just, you know, these movies,
it's misrepresentation.
No, it's a misunderstanding. So it's like, oh, these male movies, they just glorify this and that. And all these, like, these toxic, you know, Mexicans go, no, we have not been glorifying it. We've actually been that the whole, you're missing the whole point of noir. If you're not these directors are not nobilizing these mafiosos, they're showing how broken they are, mm-hmm. you know? So what I'm saying is like, I think that only men actually have realistic males in movies, because they're the only ones that will be actually evil. Show me a person of color who's evil in a movie. Yeah, or a female who's evil in a movie. It's rare now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a total fairyland. And so then women begin to think that, like, you know, oh, and this, I think this is why a lot of people have these fantasies about, for example, you'll see tweets like, having a female in the, you know, the White Office or the White House, and people of color, you know, in this, makes me feel like maybe we are closer to the end of the nuclear age, and, you know, and a return to global peace. It's like,
jeez,
really? The only way that you'd think that is if you watch modern television or if you watch modern film. You always know. Okay, so for example, I was in London. I'll end with this. I was in London and I went and saw Mousetrap. I think it is called Mousetrap. Anyways, I can't remember. Anyways,
it's a live.
It's a murder mystery. It was in theater, and the only straight white male was the bad guy.
Of course.
And it was a cast of 13.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So so I knew the whole time. I would literally turn to my wife and I said, This is him. It's England. It's woke. They will not make a person of color or a woman the bad guy. Or somebody who's not gay, because there was a gay character in it as well. And I'm like, they've already told, because they're intersectional. They have to villainize the straight white male. It's that guy. Right. There's two acts. I called it like within 5 minutes. And she's like, you know, like, but she started to go, oh yeah, maybe. Then at the very end. And I was just like, you know what? Your ideology ruined that play for me, because if it was just the way Agatha Christie wrote it, I wouldn't have known who did it. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But because you live in this fantasy where you think that people of color and, you know, people that are of this gender or females or people of the social, so, you know, they're all saints and rainbows come out of their rear end.
Yeah.
Anyways, all to say,
that's your bone to pick.
My bone to pick is with female representation in film. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
Whereas male representation is realistic, and it has been since 1940, that men are trash sometimes, many times.
Right.
And sane.
Boom.
I have exercised the demons. This room is clear. Deliverance. Oh,
we've had some good deliverance memes lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, because the whole deliverance scene is a joke.
Yeah, it's hype.
It's total hype. Yeah. It's did you dramatic. See those guys
said,
are like...
Remember we said that...
Is that your bone to pick?
No, no, it's not my okay. bone to pick. Oh. There I go here now, though.
Yeah.
Apparently there was apparently there was a pastor that rented like the KFC Yum Arena or something in Louisville, expecting that like the Asbury thing was going to continue there. So he rented it. It has like 10,000 seats and he got like less than 100 people.
Of course.
That happened in Minneapolis too.
But have you seen like that Deliverance movie?
Yeah.
And people are going to see it in the theater and they're like, Deliverance is breaking out in the theater. I'm like, no, it's not. It's learned behavior by all the South Americans that you're exploiting.
Wow. It's like when I told Nate, it's like when people went to see Fast and Furious, they had a problem with them burning out in the parking lot. People burning out in the parking lot driving fast.
Right. Totally.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I just saw it in the movie. Yeah.
Same crap, different pile.
True. I have a bone to pick here. Ready for this?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I've said on the podcast before, I don't like going into places that, you know, wherever and having to listen to loud pop music everywhere you go. Right. I've made that clear.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it to the next level. I don't like music that is over-drenched in loud vocals. I feel like sometimes music...
Yeah. Pop music does that.
Give me an example.
Like we heard there was a song in the Starbucks we were at working at today where it's like this woman and she's singing over the music. You know what song it is?
No. Music.
You know what song? I won't play it because I know... But I actually Shazammed it because... This is the perfect example of the song that I'm talking about. Hold on, I gotta pull up my Shazam. The song is Shazam at.
That's a very commercialized problem. Like this is what in the studio they make it this way. Yeah. They go, okay, where are the vocals? Double them.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a song. It's called No One by Ikes.
Don't know it.
Don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Like I didn't know it either, but I heard it. And I'm like, I don't like this song because. The vocals are just too much. Like, does she have a good voice? Yes. And so, less is more.
Yeah. So like Whitney Houston, like not a fan of Whitney Houston. Like I have nothing.
I'm not saying
I want to dance with somebody.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, they are. The vocals rip in those songs.
I think the vocals are good, but she's got a good balance.
Dude, I will say this about 90s and 80s vocals. Listen to Michael Jackson. His vocals are buried behind the music. Yeah.
The music shines.
The music is like, here. Dun, and Michael Jackson's vocals are like thin. Dun. They're in the middle. You know what I mean?
But wasn't that more in like the early 80s when Quincy was doing those records?
I think that
like mid 90s when you get to like.
To Nate's point, I think
Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, it's like.
But if you put, okay, so I will say this. The Whitney Houston and the those Mariah Carey and this early Celine Dion records, the way that they're produced, they're not mastered to crap. There is so much dynamic range on those records, right? So you ever have to turn up like a Whitney Houston song because it's like I can hardly hear it, and then it's like
I
distorted.
Always turn up a Whitney Houston song, you know?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's like you. There's so much dynamic range, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that, and that's like a philosophy of recording music, right?
Production,
and mixing exactly. But I will still say this. That pop vocals today are 10 times louder than any Whitney Houston vocal.
I think they're out of proportion, personally.
It's right here. The vocals are right here the entire time.
Yeah.
Whereas like with a Whitney Houston song, for example,
the production is her
verses. Yeah, the verses will be, she'll be quieter.
Dynamic range.
Do you know what I mean? There's dynamic range.
You know who has probably the least dynamic range out of any pop singer.
Chris Stapleton?
Billie Eilish?
No. Casey Musgraves.
Oh true.
Yeah, you're so true. She's always at a 9.
Well, no, she's always at a 3. Six.
That was at 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole, once five. I heard it, you can't unhear it.
At a 10, she's always on a 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Never goes past. Never goes below.
Apparently, she performs like that, too.
Yeah,
she's just like.
Yeah, she does.
She's strung out, though.
She does perform like that.
Yeah.
It's just like.
I don't think she's strung out.
But she's on shrooms.
She's like always on drugs.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
She's on shrooms.
Huge, like huge into like psychedelics and stuff. Huge.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm on shrooms.
Is life that bad?
Or is it?
Well, she has an open marriage, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's what those shrooms will do to you.
Well, you got to pay the band somehow. That's unfair.
So is Josh Bidell going to have his mustache? Is he going to cut the beard off?
He better.
Yeah. So people are already putting in excuses.
Yeah.
We got to make this clear.
No, no, no. Who's putting in excuses?
Joel Ogé, but he's over 40.
No, Joel has to do the mustache.
And then Matt Dudley, but I guess Matt's been growing his for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Joel Ogé. Okay, the only person that's not allowed is Joel.
What?
Sorry. Is Josh Bridell. Josh Bridell has to do the mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying Joel doesn't have to do the mustache?
Yeah, I don't care.
He's got a horrible goatee.
I know. He's over 40.
Just let him. He made the rule.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that's going to do it.
I'm doing it.
Are you?
Absolutely. We all are.
Good. That's going to be a lot of hair that goes into the garbage when Josh chops it off. Because he's been growing that beard, I don't know how long.
He does it every year. Usually he waits for a certain time to shave it, but...
When we were in Las Vegas, he had that beard, I remember.
What's the first place you guys are eating when we land?
The first place eating? You know, let me tell you this. I'm not big into any restaurant in Palm Desert. There was
okay.
no place. There was
okay,
no
give him the hat back.
There was no staple.
Dude, I'm like, honestly,
give
though.
Give him the hat.
Honestly, I'm like.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said there's no good staple restaurant in Coachella Valley.
He's not wrong.
I'll be honest with you.
There's better places, but
you have horrible taste.
You have two options. You have two options to eat in the Coachella Valley. You either do those super bougie, like, you know, artisanal, you know, oh, this chef, you know, trained in Paris, and they, you know, it's like $85 for an appetizer.
I didn't go one place like that.
Well, they have them everywhere in Palm Springs proper.
Yeah.
Then. Or you go to like a Mexican restaurant.
And that's basically the only thing I'm excited for.
Same.
Is Casa Mendoza.
And In-N-Out.
I'm alternating
In-N-Out and
Casa
Mendoza was the best Mexican in the desert, but the place that you took me to, Brian, was better than Casa Mendoza.
I liked Victor's better.
Here.
We're getting Tuesday.
But it's the vibe. That's why I want to go back to Casa Mendoza. I want to sit in that back patio and I want to have a margarita the size of my face.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, baby.
We're doing it.
That's what I want.
Where do you think my first place I'm going to go is?
Wendy's.
Yeah, Burger Carl's King. Jr.
Wednesdays. Wednesdays, two pieces meat.
Two pieces meat.
Tell the story.
I was with some pastor from Bulgaria who had been traumatized in the Eastern Bloc during communism. And so we were at a conference and it was in Michigan. And they kept telling me they wanted to eat at Wednesdays. And I'm thinking, honestly, I thought they meant Fridays.
TGI Fridays?
Yeah. I mean, they just were calling it Wednesdays.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go. Yeah, we'll eat at Wednesdays. We'll eat at Wednesdays. And then we were passing it. And they're like, oh, Wednesdays. Let's go to Wednesdays. And I look, and it's Wendy's.
Wendy's.
wait. And then we go in. And I was like, yeah, I'll take a number one. And he goes, I'll take number one, two pieces of meat.
I'll take
number two pieces of meat.
Yeah. So anytime we say that, like internally, that we're gonna go to Wendy's, it's like, hey, we're gonna go to Wednesdays. Let's go to Wednesdays. Two pieces of meat.
And you will eat at one of those trash places when you arrive.
No. What place, not restaurant, do you think I'm gonna go to?
Oh, you're gonna go to JW Marriott.
100%. I love that place.
Yeah.
The smell right when you walk in the doors.
Big hotel guy.
I'm like hotel guy.
Yeah.
And big Starbucks guy.
Yeah. Big Starbucks guy.
I am.
He really is. We went to Starbucks today to work.
I don't understand.
I gave him a $15 gift certificate to Starbucks because I know he loves
supporting evil causes. And,
yes, exactly.
Yes, Satan's made my day. Really, thank you, Nate. But Brian will go see. I mean,
let's hear it. What is it?
There's something that you get. Mac. We got a MacBook. There you go.
So do you.
But I'm not the one claiming that other people are supporting evil causes. He is, and he's got a MacBook.
You support more evil, Mr. Dostoevsky. Mr. Darkseid.
Oh, let's talk about something real quick before. Okay, this is a big week. This is the biggest week for me. It's one of my favorite weeks of the whole year. It's tournament week, basketball.
NCAA. Oh yeah, you should talk about that.
NCAA basketball.
Yep. Did you guys fill out your brackets?
No, I'm not doing a bracket.
Why?
What about you?
I've never seen a game in my life.
It doesn't matter. There's people who's...
Nobody has.
They can fill out the brackets.
Can you just hold my hand and
do it? All right, Tennessee Volunteers going to the top. That's my.
I don't think they'll get out of the first round against Louisiana.
I clearly don't care.
When does it start tomorrow?
I'm a Tennessee Volunteer now.
So, I mean, the big, all of it starts tomorrow, but the first four.
What time does the tournament
start? Did you see Scheffler win?
11 a.m. Central?
All the way to midnight.
Oh my gosh.
Repeat for 4 days in a row.
And here I am sober.
Right. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing for
St. Patty's?
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything because I got to get
home. I'm dry.
Yeah.
What?
I'm saving up for next week.
Yeah, I'm dry. First St. Patty's up and I'm dry.
It's evil.
You're telling me.
I have a bone to pick.
Yep.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Everett, for $5, will you make this your iPhone background? Do it.
$5?
For $5?
On site?
For a week.
No, I can't tell what Josh is looking at on his phone when he took that picture, but I don't like the look in his face.
Let's see it.
Can we play Cody Williams's Josh Bedell impression?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
This is genius.
Send it to Everett so we can hear it.
No, I got it. He sent it to me. I'll play it, Chris.
Did you see this? It's so good.
This will be a good way to go out. Yeah. Actually, that's my bone to pick. Josh Bedell.
Josh Bedell.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Josh.
Hey, what's up, Josh Bedell? Hey, listen, bro, just looking to connect, just get real on some things. And, you know, I've just been thinking, just diving into the word and just trying to figure out what it says about certain aspects of stewardship, the conversation, keeping it alive, you know what I mean? So here's where I'm at. How deep do we go? You know what I'm saying? Like, how deep do we go? Because it's like, I don't know, like, I'm personally, like, I'm, like, pretty smart, like, pretty intellectual, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like people, like they like to hear what I have to say. Like most of the advice, like me and Gabe, my boy Gabe, most of the advice that we give like to people and stuff like that, like it's like pretty good advice. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like it's pretty good advice. Like people like it. They like really are into it. So, you know what I mean? Like most people think it's amazing. Okay. Like some people think it's not most, but not.
But not most.
Anyway, I'm just trying to understand. Might be. Because it's like I don't really know the deep.
Oh, my bee. he always does that with his hand.
The best part of that was he says, "Be my boy Gabe."
Yeah.
He holds that A up. My boy Gabe.
You know, it all hit me. I just realized he talks like Nelly.
The rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a gangster twang to it.
The year is 1999.
Yeah.
And he's speaking country grammar.
Yeah.
Say that. Who is it? Nelly?
Nelly.
Yeah. Country Grammar by Nelly.
Man, that album, when that album
I'd
came
be interested
out,
to know if Nelly's from Sacramento.
He's probably from the East
St.
Coast.
Louis.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that album came out in 1999? And then he did a song with Beyonce, Dilemma.
Oh, he was born in Austin, Texas? And then raised in...
Was he an army brat?
I don't know.
Well, there you have it.
What was your bone to pick?
Oh, I was listening to this guy speak and it grinds my gears. He kept on changing the word sin for mistakes. So he kept on being like, you know, he saves us like any mistakes you've made. And I just hate that because sin is not like a oopsie.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. Had an affair. Oops. I lied and cheated and I killed somebody.
Yeah.
Oops, committed tax fraud.
Mistakes, you guys.
Yeah, sorry, all my mistakes. It's like, no, it's like a conscious choice.
Yeah. Good.
Like it's a conscious rebellion. I hate that. It waters it down so much.
Great.
That's good.
That's my bone to pick.
I like it.
Please never.
BTP?
Yeah.
Harrods is a good bone to pick. Makes mine.
By the way, do you guys remember Dan Leanne?
Yeah.
From Leader Tree 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You saw him this week.
He spoke in Florida this weekend.
Cool. Oh, no way.
And he is an amazing communicator. I've never heard him preach.
He's fantastic.
And did he talk about all your mistakes?
He's got great content, too.
Dude, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the church that he was at?
Destiny Worship Center.
Destiny Worship Center.
In Destin, Florida.
Don't they have a kids church? A school for kids?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Dude, how was spring breaking in PCB?
Yeah, it was great. It was cold, unfortunately.
Wasn't as cold as here, bro.
No, true. It's freezing here.
It was whatever you thought was cold, it was twice as warm as what it was here.
Right. Yeah, I was watching. We were on the beach. The kids swam every day, of course. The water's already getting warm.
Of course it is.
Nice.
And yeah, dude, we had so much fun. It was a really good time, special time with John and Jan.
Jan and Yan?
Yep. Jan and Yan.
That's good.
Yeah. How was, we haven't even talked about, how was Australia?
Oh, Australia was good. Yeah, I was there for 2 weeks, went to Indonesia, hung out with some Theos U peeps there. It was a killer trip. Killer trip.
Are you jet lagged yet or still?
I'm starting to feel like a normal human being. It's a long, slow process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But working out really helps, and then eating clean really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. And I ate some naughty food when I was in Indonesia. When I was in Indonesia, I was just sinning.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, like sake and, or what do you drink there?
I mean, you drink like just regular cocktails, I guess.
Oh.
But like I was eating all this naughty food, like noodles and, you know, rice.
Ramen.
Oh Ramen. My gosh. They had these fruits, dude. I've never even heard of these fruits. They have these jungle fruits that are kind of like they're like lychee type fruits.
Durian?
Yeah, I was going to say durian.
I never even heard of them, bro. It
smells like trash.
These fruits were like, I had them give me, because I had to take a flight back to Sydney the Sunday night. So I spoke on the Sunday morning. And in the green room, they put together a box of all of these fruits. And the fruits look like potatoes, like mini potatoes, but then you peel them and it's like lychee.
Yeah, I know what that is.
But it has a nut in the middle of it.
Yep.
It was the yummiest fruit I've ever tasted. It was like eating candy.
Wow.
And so they packed them in and I took them on board. Mm. I ate the entire thing on the flight home to Sydney. It was just freaking.
Did you take Air Malaysia?
Qantas.
Nice. Qantas?
Malaysia Air.
No, I didn't want to go missing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair. Dang. Well, we went an entire episode without mentioning airlines until then.
Okay.
but this is where we will land that plane.
Oh! Nice. Ba-doomba.
Can you play us out with Tithely Tithely? We give our tenth to thee.
Yeah. I just need the lyrics. So just
because. Chris, do you have them?
I actually exited the screen, but pull them up. There you go.
Everyone join.
Tithely, tithely, we give our tenth to thee. Tithely, tithely, you honor.
We honor you with glee.
We honor you with glee. For you have given us all that we have and more. We give back to you, for you are our Lord. Is that a bad song? Hopefully. The goal is to make it the worst song ever. It's like somebody presenting.
Do you remember your chorus?
The Lord gave me a song. Have you ever had somebody from your church go, the Lord, you know, gave me a song and I'd like to share it?
This is the song of the Lord.
It's a song of the Lord. The Lord gave it to me and I'd like to share it. Maybe you guys could use it like for like the church band. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then they do that. God Almighty, you are God Almighty. Jesus Christ, you died for me. And then you died and your blood was everywhere and children were scared. Oh, God bless our homes. It's like, okay, wow. That was a good
church.
Thank you for sharing that.
Did this happen in Harrison?
Oh, dude, that used to happen to me at like Hillsong all the time. Anytime somebody had a song that they would submit to Hillsong, they'd be like sending it to me.
Can I tell you a really funny story?
I was like the whipping boy. I'd be like, just give it to Nathan. He'll
receive this.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story one time? It's real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was going to do a service a while back. I was hosting a service actually in California. This is like 20, I won't say the year.
You know exactly what it is.
Just say the month.
November 2011. Okay. This particular person called me and they said that they had a song from the Lord that they wanted to play over me.
Of course.
Before I went. And I was like.
Before you went where?
To the service.
Okay.
To preach. And I'm like, okay. So they're like, yeah, I'll call you this evening. I'm going to sing. They're going to play the song on their keyboard over me.
Yes.
So I was in my car and I pulled up to my house, parked in the driveway. They called me and they started playing. It was just too tough for me to listen to. So I put the song, I put the phone on mute and put the phone on the seat and just waited for like 3 minutes.
You don't even know what they said.
I know, I couldn't do it. And then I'd listen, I'd pull the phone back on and be like, oh, they're still going. And then finally they got done. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That's genius. Did you receive it in the spirit, just not in the flesh?
Well, we didn't meet the budget that meeting, so I don't know if that song worked or not.
But. So it didn't work. Probably it just didn't. Took
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
That is funny. Well, thank you for joining the podcast. We will see you next week. We're doing a live recording.
From the conference.
Yep. From Theos Leader Retreat, which this comes out tomorrow. So you could still buy tickets and join us if you want.
Join us if you want. Come to the conference. We will eat Mexican food.
Two pieces.
What about, do you still have can you leave us with a Chinese restaurant song?
What was the Chinese restaurant? Did I make a Chinese restaurant song?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how did it go?
Happy Lucky Garden.
Is welcome to my Chinese restaurant. Welcome to my Chinese restaurant, Happy Garden Chinese restaurant. Good fortune.
Here, try this one.
Oh, shoot. Welcome to my Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurant, good fortune to you. You will like my Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurant, it's good for you. No kittens. No dog. It's yummy. Try a frog. Welcome to my Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurant.
I'm out. We end there.
Oh, and I'm canceled.
Oh.